married your friend's wife, after your friend gave her a get, but she was pregnant, now you went and did an aveira midrabon, and you're not allowed to marry her. You have to wait for 2 years, but if you married her right away, you married a lady that's nursing. Halacha is again that in such a case, when the second husband now warns her and finds out there's stira, she cannot drink the meyamorim. It does not test her. In such a case, it does not test her. The rest of the chsiv, tachas isha. Yeah, they're supposed to be able to stay married. And here they're not allowed to stay married. He did an aveira here. Rameyah says, la yisa adam umuberes chaveroi. A man is not allowed to marry a pregnant lady. Or a lady that's nursing, a man is not allowed to marry her. Let's say he does marry her. Halacha is yotzei. He has to give her a get. And midrabanan v'lo yachzer alamas. There's a knas that he can never remarry her. That's Rameyah Shita. Say no. Yotzei. If you married her now, be yisa, you're supposed to give her a get. But if shigiyas manai, when it ends the 2 years, that then you're allowed to marry her, is kishigil zmana lichnois yichnois. When the 2 years end, and then it's mut if you to marry her, you're allowed to remarry her. The Chum said there's no knas. Now, the arriva shenosa koro. The arriva Rashi says it means bachor kuma yelad, a young boy, that married an akora, married a lady that can't have children. Rose is a kainer, Rose, he married an older lady, also that can't have children. Now, v'yeimlo isho bonami kora. And this young boy did not have a wife or children before. The halacha also is loy shaisa. She does not, if she becomes a soita now, she does not drink the meyamorim. For a nightless ksuba, she does not take the ksuba. Yeah. Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer says, Reb Lezer, when yachulu lisa cheres, no, there's no issa. Even though he's marrying a lady that cannot have children, so there's no issur involved. If he wants to have children, let him marry another wife. Hey, that's Reb Lezer Shita. Reb Lezer Vayme Yocholu Lisacheres. He can marry another wife if he wants to. V'lifreis v'lirbeis hemenu, and he'll have children from her. Avo bot hamekan eliarusasoi. If somebody gives kilu to his wife that he only had kedushin so far, larusasoi. Or else, l'shemeres yavam shalai. Or else, in the case where your brother died, and you're in your feud to be miyavim his wife. So before you miyavim her, you warn her, and this dira. Or else, or be shenich nesor nistra. You gave her kina first. You warned her when she was only your arusa, or when she was only your shemeres yavam. And then you were kunsa, and then you were miyavim her, then you made nisuyin. And then first Nistura. And then first she was found alone with that man. So then the halacha is, Oy Shaisa, Oy Lanoitlas Ksuba. True. Then she could drink the Meyamarim. She has to drink. Or else if she doesn't want to drink, then she does not get the Ksuba. Now, Muberis Umenekas Atzmoy. What's the halacha stam? Where a man, the wife, they're married, and she becomes a Saita, but she happens to be pregnant from her own husband. It's normal. Alicia that's pregnant, and now while she's pregnant, the husband gives a kinu, warns her to stay away from that man, and they were found alone. So the halacha is, Oishayser lanetas ksuba, again the same halacha is, that she's a regular saita, and therefore either she should drink the meyamorim that will prove to us that she's to her, and she'll stay married, or else if she doesn't want to drink, then we're afraid that maybe she had biznus, so the husband has to give her a get, but she does not get a ksuba. Now what's the chiddush over here? Rashi says, "For lo yamrinon lo lichtu lo levlad." The other way is maybe no, don't let her drink because on the tzad she had this nus, the water is going to kill her and the baby. So maybe we're not supposed to have the baby killed. Kamash will know that if she's a seita and she's a maberis, we make her drink the meyamor. Even though if she did this nus, the water will kill the baby also. Now it says. Let's say a young boy that married a nakara, a lady that can't have children, or else he married an older lady that can't have children, and he has already a wife and children from before. So then the halacha is pshita, again, either she has to drink the me'amorim, it's a regular insight to her. Because if that's the case, that you already have a wife with children, you're allowed to stay married to her. So if so, she's a regular wife, and the lacha is, if you gave her kinu, you warned her. And then to a stira, she was found alone with that man, so you have the regular lacha. Either she drinks, or else she goes out without a ksuba. Now, what about eshes mamzer? Lamamzer, where there's no avera here. A girl that's a mamzeris married the boy that's a mamzer. They're allowed to marry one another. The wife of the Nosin, the man and the lady were both Nesinim, so they're allowed to marry one another. The wife of a Ger, the Eved Meshucharos, the wife of an Eved that was freed, that you're allowed to get married. The Islandess, and the case where the lady, a regular lady, just that she's an Islandess, that she can't have any children, that's the way she was born. Here it says again that we have the same halach here also again, that she's a regular din saita, and therefore she has to drink the mehamarim, and if she does not drink the mehamarim, then she loses the ksuba. So katani miya, the kasher is this last case. This last case says clearly here, the islandess. In a case that the lady is an islandess, the lady cannot have children, still there's halacha when the husband gave her kinui and then found stira, that she becomes a saita, and she has all the halachas of a regular saita, that she even has to drink for the me'amarim. That's the stira before. It's a kashan Rav Nachman. Omar Rav Avahua. At the beginning they said, O machlokes is only by an akoron as a kena. Our islandess, they said, is divrei hakol le'shoisa v'le'noitles ksubasa. That's what Rav Nachman said. And over here in the Bryce it says clearly not like that. Here it says that an islandess also has to drink the mehamarim. So who is the kasha and Rav Nachman? So Gemara answers. The Gemara says to Yufta the Rav Nachman. So Gemara answers the Amalok Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will answer back. I'll tell you true, but it's tanoihi. You talk it right. You have a brisa that says an islandess does drink, and I say not like that because it's a machlokes tanoim. If I know the yamri ki aitana, and I hold like this tana that also holds that an islandess does not drink. The Tanya, we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Islandess, if the wife is an islandess that can't have any children, she was born that way, is loy shoysa v'loy noitles ksuba. In such a case, when she did get married, and the husband gives a kinui, and then they found stira, so the lochrish, she cannot drink the me'amorim. This is like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Shenema, because the pasuk says v'nikso, that after she drinks the water and she's clean, is v'nizra zera, that she'll become pregnant. So we dash it from here. Which type of a lady, which type of a wife could drink the me'amorim? Mishadarka liazria, only a lady that's possible to become pregnant, or else even if now she's a zakena, or now something happened later on. But as long as at one time of life she was able to have children, that's enough. Mashen ken yotze sezu, it goes out this case of an islandess, shein darkali azriya, she was like never able to have children. So the kitzur, this is like Rav Nachman Svara, like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. But the national spostwek, v'nikso v'nizra zara, that mashman, when you drink the me'amarim, that has to like make her become pregnant. So it's only a lady that could become pregnant, drinks the me'amarim. For Rabbanan, the Gemara asks, "Hai v'nikso v'nizra zera mayavdilei." Hey, the Rabbanan that say evil an islandess does drink from the mehamarim. See, if so, she doesn't have to be such a wife that's possible to come pregnant. If so, what are they dashing from the posik? V'nikso, when she's clean, v'nizra zera, she will have children. And the Gemara, mi boyilu l'kadatanya. They use it like we learned. The Pasuk says, V'nikso, V'nizra Zera, that means, Shemoisa Akora Nifkedis, that if before, she was an Akora, she couldn't have children, and now she becomes a Saita, and she's clean, and she drinks the water will open her up, she'll be able to have children. Dibur Rabbi Akiva. There's a broch here, that even though she was an Akora before, now she'll be able to have children. On this, Omar Le Rabbi Shmuel said, if so, in Cain, Yisteru Kol HaKoros, if so, there's an Eitzah for every wife that's an Akora, she should become a Saita. If so, and Vashtetzah, a Saita means that she didn't do this nus. She'll just first have a boyfriend, the husband, or else they'll make up, the husband will warn her. Then she'll have yichud, just be alone with that man in the room. And then she'll drink the me'amarim. And if she's clean, she'll get a bracha, she'll be able to have children. For yifkudu. The zu hoyu v'lo'nistura have sida. If so, then a lady like a tsunua that doesn't want to have stira, she's going to lose out. So it's not a svara like this to say that if she's a real akara and she drinks the water, she'll have such a bracha. Because if so, all the ladies should do this. So that's a problem to say no, that the bracha will not be that an akara will be able to have children. Im kein, if so, ma tam aleinu v'nikso v'nizra zora. What does the pasuk mean that if she's clean, if she did not have this nus, that she'll have this bracha, she'll be able to become pregnant? It just means to tell us, Shemoy, so you led this bitzar, you led this berevach. If before she gave birth with a lot of pain, now she'll give birth without pain. Nikevois, you led this harm. If before she was only giving birth to girls, now she'll give birth to boys. Kitzorim, you led this aruchim. If before they're very small, now they'll be taller. Shchorim, if she gave birth to black, is you led this levonim, they'll be white. That means a real shvatza, but it means that they weren't so nice. Now there'll be a bracha, there'll be more white. But only if such an isha that was possible to become pregnant. But by an akora, he holds, you don't have such a bracha. Yeah. Then we had before what the Braisa said, that Eisha is mamzer mamzer. If a mamzer marries a mamzeres, so they're allowed to marry, and if because she becomes a saita, she has to drink the me'amarim. So Gemara asks, pshita, of course, why not? They're allowed to live together. So Gemara says, yes, there's a chiddush over here. I'll tell you, mal de tema. I would have thought to say, mal de tema. Afu shape sulin. Loi leifush. No, we do not want them to stay married together. We would not want a mamzer and a mamzeres to stay married, because any children they're going to have are going to be mamzerim. So maybe we do not let her drink the me'amarim, because the me'amarim is a pshat idah, she's clean. We want her to stay married. Is Kamash Mullah that teaches us, yes, that since Lamaisa they are not doing any Yisar, they're allowed to stay married together. And therefore we let her drink the Mehamar. Then the Bryce also said that Eshes Ger vi Eved Meshuchar vi Islandis. The wife of the Ger, the wife of an Eved that was Meshuchar and an Islandis, if they become a Saita, they do drink the Mehamar. For the Marb Shita, what's the Chiddush, of course? So Mar says, yes, now the time. So that's why the Bach takes out the word ve'ailonis here. Because if we goris ve'ailonis, how could the Gemara ask pshita? It's a machlokes if an ailonis drinks or not. So therefore the Bach says we're not goris the word ve'ailonis. It just means eishes ger and ve'eved meshuchar. So on this the Gemara asks pshita, of course. Why not? So Marin says, yes. Now the time I would have thought to say. The Pasuk says, Dabar o b'nei Yisrael, maybe that means v'loi gerim, and not an eishes ger. On Eishes Ger, maybe she does not drink the Mehamorim. On this we say, Kamash Malon, that still she drinks from the Mehamorim. So Gemara asks, why? V'yayimah hachinami, maybe we should really say like this. And the Gemara, that what, that a Ger does not drink. An Eishes Ger does not drink. So Gemara says, no, it says, V'yomar to aleihem rivuyahu. That's a ribuy. V'yomar to aleihem goes upon them, Mamash Malon, even an Eishes Ger, also if she becomes a Saita, she would drink from the Mehamorim. Part of that it says, Eishes Koyin Choysa. The locher is of a Koyin's wife. If the Koyin gave kinu to his wife and then he found out it was stira, the locher she becomes a regular Saito, and the Koyin makes a drink. So Gemara asks, Pshita, of course, why not? Temuta, why not? So Marin says, Mal the time I would have thought to say. The Pasuk says, Vihi loinis pasha, that she was not forced. As by Saita, we're afraid that maybe she lived with the man willingly, but she was not forced. Asura. But since she was not forced, then she's also. So the diik is, if she would have been forced, if a man forced her, then we say muteris, that she's muttered to her husband. But that's only by Eishas Yisrael. Of the zoo, over here in Eishas Kain, we know, hoyev nitfaso asura. An Eishes Kain Alach is that she becomes Zasar even Machmas Oynes, even if she was forced with that man. Still she becomes Zasar to her husband. So Eima Loi Tishta, maybe then she does not have the din to drink from the Mehamorim. Kamash Mullah, no, that Lamaisa she's an Eishes Kain, and if she did not do this Nus, she's allowed to stay married to her husband, so therefore, b'maisa, we make her drink in order to get her back to live with the husband.
Right.
Then it says, Eishes Saris Shoisa. The wife of a Saris could also drink, because if the man is sterile, that he can't have children, so if so, the wife could also, could still drink. So Mara says, treat, of course, why not? So Mara says, yes. Now the time I would have thought to say, Mi balo de ishech, omer rachmona. Now that it is a pasha of sight is only if she was living with her own husband first. So Rashi says, mashma de isha bar hochiyu. Maybe only if the husband is able to have children. And here that he's sterile, no. For hai, lav bar hochiyu. Here the husband that's a saurus cannot have children. Maybe there would not be this pasha of shia soita. Kamashmla no, so what? Still the maisa, heis mibal de isha is still good. Like Rashi says, all it means to tell us is, it just means that the wife had at least once lived with a husband before the pasha of the Saita. That's all. Not that the husband has to be able to have children. As long as the husband lived with his wife once, and then she becomes a Saita, she drinks the Mehamorim. So therefore, even though the husband's a Saris, still the wife, if she becomes a Saita, would drink. Then it says, Amishnai de kola royis mekanin, that a husband has a right to warn his wife to stay away, even though it's Arayis, even though it's her brother, even though it's his brother, still it's her father, still the husband has a right to warn her, and if she's found the yichud with him, she becomes also. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, why not? So Gemara says, no. Ma the time I would have thought to say, the pasuk says, Ma the time, nitmo, nitmo, shnei.